Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. This is episode number 80. Happy Christmas, everyone. Come on, it's Christmas. We had to use a little bit of Christmas music, didn't we? But you are very welcome in. Hope you're going to enjoy our podcast. Great to be back with you for the last show of 2023, but lots more exciting programming planned in 2024, and we hope you will continue to join us. Thank you to everybody who continues to support our podcast and writes in to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. Now, coming up on today's show, if you're interested in employment and you're wanting to know about the world of work for people with impaired vision, well, stick around because we've got a report on a really interesting project that has just concluded here in Ireland with the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind and special offers on a whole range of kit. Santa has come to Sight and Sound. Stay right where you are. I do feel very Christmassy, I have to say to you. When I started recording this, I wasn't sure how Christmassy I was, but that music's really put me in good form, you know that? So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, listening to our show, I do hope that you're going to enjoy it and stay with us, and thank you for continuing to support our podcast. Now, I did mention these specials, Santa specials, which have been on our social media for about the last week. Just in case you haven't seen them, because there is some amazing stuff at the moment. Let me go through these really quickly. 15% off Envision hardware. That's all editions, Read, Home and Pro. WeWalk, 50% off. Everyone's been talking about this. If you're interested in the WeWalk Smart Cane, 50% off. 15% off selected HIMS products, Sense Player, Sense Player OCR, Braille Sense 6 and Braille Sense 6 Mini. A big Android update dropped, by the way, for the Braille Sense 6, both 32 and Mini a couple of weeks ago. We'll do a bit more of a deeper dive into that in January, because there's a few things worth showing you on that update, so stay tuned for that. 10% off the Ruby family of handheld magnifiers. Ruby's really popular, still really popular. And 10% off Capsys phones, that's a smart vision editions. And Tony Shrubb was on the show well over a year ago talking about the smart vision and the mini vision, which people still, I was only talking to a lady the other day, simple, easy to use phones, you cannot beat the mini vision. All these offers run until the end of the year, till the 31st of December. But remember, we are closed from Friday of this week, 22nd of December. So if you want to order after that, go online, sightandsound.co.uk. If you're listening and you want to order before that and you want to speak to one of our lovely. How many times can I say lovely and get away with it? Well, if you want to speak to one of our lovely colleagues in Northampton, give us a shout on 01604 798 070. You could talk to Carl of Webinar Wednesday fame, or Jackie, or you can call us in Dublin on 01665 0429. Now I've done that bit, okay? Great offers, and I hope you get something nice for the start of the new year. Now, over the last 2 years, we here at Sight and Sound Technology in Ireland have been delighted to be collaborating with Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, a wonderful charity based in Cork. And yes, they train, guide and assistance dogs and have supported countless numbers of people with disabilities to find new levels of freedom. But 2 years ago, Irish Guide Dogs received funding through Pubble as part of the Irish government to run the Employment Vision Project, supporting people with sight loss to access or re-access the world of work. It's been a really interesting project for us as well, because we've been providing support in the form of technology assessments, training and advice to a whole range of people from a variety of different backgrounds. Other supports on the project have included interview coaching, advocacy training, and support and advice around benefits for employers. On the 12th of December, Irish Guide Dogs held a breakfast briefing to engage and encourage employers to think about people with sight loss as the untapped pool of talent in their workforce. Our reporter, Cathal Joyce, went along to find out more, and he started by talking, before the event kicked off, to Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind Chief Executive, Tim O'Mahony.
Tim, tell us, Guide Dogs Employment Vision Project, employment, diversity, inclusion, getting visually impaired people into employment, training, your take on this morning's events.
I'm looking forward to this morning. It'll be it's an opportunity to showcase and a broader awareness of our clients and the challenges they face in securing employment, and equally to provide details about the supports, the grants, and the different technologies available to employers to support them with utilising what is now an untapped resource in the labour market.
And do you think there's a bit of a disconnect between some of the skills and education that visually impaired people have and then bridging that gap between them using those qualifications in employment? Is there still a ways to go there to match those up?
100%. I think there's a gap in awareness for employers. When we did a survey, 66% of the employers were unaware of the grants and the technology supports that are out there to support employees and are with a disability to get access to employment. Equally, I think we have clients working in all matter of professions, and I think it's an untapped resource for the employer market.
And are there specific challenges that you think have? Obviously, awareness is something, but you think are employers reluctant to take somebody on with a disability because they fear the cost, or they're not sure how? They're just not aware of technology.
I think it's more a gap in awareness. I don't think there's any. I think employers have told us that once they can support the employee and the employee has the skills to do the job as it should be, then they've no issue with recruiting someone with disabilities. So it's a case of matching and making employers aware of the options to get vision impaired clients access to work.
And that was Tim O'Mahony. Now, keynote for the event itself was Mark Pollock, who is a motivational speaker. He is an elite adventurer, first blind person ever to get to the South Pole, and he's done a whole load of other things alongside. Let's have a little listen to some of what Mark had to say to the assembled audience.
Sometimes we choose our challenges, and sometimes challenges choose us. What we decide to do about it, that's what counts. And I'm going to just talk about one decision thing for more than 10 minutes, and that's whether we decide to be spectators or competitors. And I'm conscious that once we're across the threshold, it's easy to make that decision. Arguably, none of us on the panel represent the people who haven't crossed that threshold, who are at home today, who haven't left their houses, who are not in employment, who don't have the confidence to make this transition. So I'm talking about a decision from a personal perspective, and also the people who create the opportunities and the circumstances for people to make that transition from being a spectator to a competitor. But to explain it and to explain why I think this is important, I might just rewind back to the good old days whenever I could walk and whenever I could see. In the interest of time and focus, I'm not going to talk about the paralysis. We could do that another day if you like. I'll just stick with the blindness. Back in 1998, I could walk and I could see. I was studying for a business studies and economics degree in Trinity. I was about to graduate and go off and start a job in investment banking in London. And more than a student or a wannabe investment banker, I was rowing for the university and also rowing for Ireland. So I knew exactly who I was and exactly where I was going. And in the space of 2 weeks, in the spring of 1998, all of that changed when I lost my sight through detached retinas. And in a moment and immediately, I was no longer involved in university life. I was no longer going to go and get any kind of a job. I didn't think blind people did the kind of jobs that I wanted to do. And I was no longer involved with my crew and my club and the social life that went with that. In the space of 2 weeks, I not only lost my sight, but I also lost my identity as defined by the things that I was doing. I felt like I was going to have to sit on the sidelines as a spectator, a reluctant spectator, but a spectator nonetheless. And I did what you might expect. I mourned for my loss, how it had changed. I started to do my rehabilitation training with the White Stick up north. I got a guide dog called Larry. It was Guide Dog of the Year in the UK, 2007. Crofts Finalist in the UK, and Special Friends category, only beaten by the Hearing Dogs for the Deaf Lobby, who were more organised over there, I would say. And the second equally important part was access to information. I didn't think at the time that you could use a talking computer with a simple bit of software on it. But Stuart, my 25 years IT support system that didn't sign up for me, helped me to access information through my computer, and then more recently with smartphones. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But with the combination of access to information and my mobility back, I was able to go back to university and study for a master's in business studies, and then go and get a job in, not in investment banking, but in agri-food up on Thomas Street, not far from here.
Now, after the event, Cathal Joyce, like the rest of us, took time to mingle and chat with attendees. Let's hear from one of those now, John O'Donnell from Brightwater Recruitment.
Good morning, I'm John O'Donnell from Brightwater Recruitment. I'm also a board director of the Irish Guide Dogs the Blind. Fascinating morning, really interesting to understand more about, you know, getting more people into the workplace when we're at full employment. It's in everyone's interest to have everyone who's capable working away. So this is great introduction to understanding how that can be done.
And as recruiting is obviously your main area of work, do you notice many applications from people with disabilities? Are they reluctant? Do you subsequently find out that maybe people had them and didn't want to share that?
That's a possibility, yeah. But I think what I got from this morning is that I suppose how we word jobs, how we have access to our internet applications, there's so much we can do to, you know, maybe start that discussion and understand more about the candidates and even to introduce this to our employers, our clients, and how they can help employ people as well.
Mark Keogh runs his own successful interview coaching business, and he's also a senior civil servant. He also happens to be visually impaired, and he's been supporting participants on the Employment Vision project for the last 2 years. Cathal caught up with Mark to find out what he's been doing for the project.
Yeah, so I've been really lucky now to work with some of the clients from the Irish Guide Dogs in the employment service. So it's been really, really good now. So my clients will be across the public sector and private sector applicants. And really enjoy it. So like, what I do with the clients is do 4 or 5 sessions with them, understand kind of their skill set, understand their kind of what they want to get across in their application and in their interview, and empower them, make them confident, and just make sure that they're best positioned to give a good demonstration of their skill set or mindset and how they can add value in the potential employment.
And would you see a lot of people or meet with a lot of people who maybe have great skills and good experience and qualifications but are really struggling to get into the workplace, and it's confidence, it's how to approach, they're wondering maybe should I say to an employer, should I not? Do you come across that quite a bit in your work?
Yes, definitely. Some really, really highly qualified and highly experienced people out there. Some people just are vision impaired like myself. A huge thing is getting their first bit of work experience. I work with a lot of clients, and sometimes they haven't worked in 15 years. Maybe they lost their sight through an accident. So from the clients I've worked with, if they have work experience, whether it be even a month's work experience, the skills they get, the practical skills. So it's one key thing I get across to employers there is, if you can offer a person with disability, a person with a vision impairment, an opportunity for work experience. We heard there from Dermot today, I think it's €312 a week they can pay. That work experience is absolutely invaluable because it gives them great practical experience, gives them real stories to tell at interviews and say, I'm really strong at Excel, at ICT, at presentations. I'm really good as a team player. Here's a project that I worked on. Here's the results. Here's what I learned. And here's what I can bring to your company.
And if there was one thing, obviously apart from sitting down with yourself for a job coaching session, and obviously you have your own experiences instead of being visually impaired and the challenges that along your career, but if there's one thing for somebody who's going, oh, I really want to get out there, I just don't know how, what's the first step do you think they could take?
I would say certainly get involved, look at the employment vision with Irish Guide Dogs, keep loads of new information, keep information coming your way. And always set goals. You've always had to revise and set goals for yourself and keep achieving them. And once you achieve them, look it back and say, right, what's my next goal? And keep moving forward.
And finally, Cathal caught up with Claire Lahan from Inclusive World Training.
So at the event this morning, we heard a lot about grants and supports, and we heard about technology. But something that I personally think is quite important is confidence and awareness to allow people to be included and feel included. And Claire Kennelly, you are somebody who has a lot of personal experience. You've been in teaching and training for 30 years, and you also have a company that provides support and training for people on disability and inclusion. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself in your business and what you were speaking about here today?
Okay, I will indeed, and thank you very much for the time. So my name is Claire Kennelly, and I'm based in Cork City, and my company is called Inclusive World Training. And I suppose I started it because I saw that there was a gap between what's happening in education and then what's happening in the workplace. I've actually been a teacher for 30 years, mostly teaching at further education and also at third level. And I had so many amazing students over the years with various disabilities, not just sight loss, and they were very successful at achieving grades and getting their work done while in college. But then when you'd meet them afterwards, they were finding it very difficult to get employment. So I set up a company to bridge that gap, to raise awareness, or what I call confidence, around working with people with disabilities. So what I do is disability awareness training. And as Dermot was telling you earlier about all the grants, there is one particular grant. It's called the Disability Awareness Support Scheme, or the DASS, D-A-S-S. And any recognised trainer in Ireland can provide the training. You just go to your local Intreo office and you can get this training. So we're recognised trainers with Intreo, and we can come out to your organisation or online. We do both, either online or in-person training, all around disability awareness training. So we look at the language, the etiquette, the legislation, and I suppose what disability is in the 21st century. So if we look at the human body, it can be starting from the brain, it can be mental health, it can be emotional, it can be behavioural, neurodivergence, anything sensory like eyesight or hearing, and of course any long-term condition, etc., like cancer, diabetes. These are all considered disabilities, whether they're permanent or temporary. And that's what we do. And like I say, I've been training for 30 years, so like I try and make the training as interesting and innovative and participating, that the people who are involved are quite active around the training as well. Experiential training is what I like to say.
Because we heard the word fear mentioned this morning, and it was interesting to hear about the word fear in terms of the employer's fear, and they just don't know. They don't know what questions to ask, if they should ask questions. They don't know how to approach anything, so they end up doing nothing. I think it was yourself that said that, out of fear. When you're in fear, when you're afraid, you just end up doing nothing.
Yeah, you freeze, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. But does that, do you think, also apply to potential employees, to candidates who out of fear as well, because they don't know, well, maybe I shouldn't mention my disability? And often people say, well, should you mention it before the interview, during the interview, after the job offer? you know, do you think is that a big barrier for people?
It's a huge barrier, Cathal, because so many people, they just don't know when. We use the word disclose or disclosure. And all the time I have young people coming to me going, when will I tell them? Because 80% of disability is hidden. You can't see it. So unless the future employee, the new recruit, tells you that they have a disability, you wouldn't know. Or you might just kind of go, oh, well, they didn't do very well in the interview, or they're not making eye contact, or, you know, they didn't explain that very well. But you mightn't necessarily know they have a disability because they haven't disclosed it. Or there might be gaps on a CV, you know, because of maybe medical treatment, etc., you know, or like there can be all kinds of things that might indicate that something is happening. So when does that person, when do they have the confidence to actually disclose and to know that they won't, I suppose, be discriminated against, really, or just not even taken into consideration for the role that is being advertised? But then there's fear on the part of the employer as well, because, like, a lot of us from, like, say the generations of, like, we're all in the workplace now, silent generation, baby boomer, Generation X. Like, I'm Generation X. And when I was in school, you didn't really see disability. And because we were segregated, like, if I got my, I acquired my vision impairment at the age of 19. So I went through all mainstream school. But if I had acquired my vision impairment at a much earlier age, I might have been sent to a special school in Dublin, like, taken out of my community, removed from my family. Like, and like, all of that is, you know, quite traumatic as well for people. But what I'm saying is, a lot of my generation and older, we have a discomfort around disability because we didn't grow up with it. It was very much in the charity model, tragedy and sympathy. But all of that has changed. I work with a lot of people. I love millennials and Gen Z because they are so inclusive. They're in school, they've gone through inclusive primary and secondary and further education and third level education. And they expect, when they go into a workplace, they expect that the workplace is diverse, that it's naturally diverse because we're so much more diverse anyway in Ireland. But they expect everyone to be included, and that means disability as well. So whether someone is a wheelchair user or is neurodivergent and they need particular software, or maybe a quiet room to do their work, or able to take sensory breaks, or, you know, decompress, they expect that all that is just there and it's no big deal. So I think we need to get to that level of comfort. And, you know, if you're afraid, feel the fear and do it anyway. We're all going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. We're going to get it wrong sometimes. But look, I've been teaching for 30 years. If I tell you something, you're going to forget. If I teach you something, you'll remember. But if you get involved, if you hire people with disabilities and you get involved, that's how you really learn. That's how you learn. And we all learn from our mistakes. Remember when we all learned to walk? You know, we were crawling, we stood up, we fell down again. We stood up again, we fell down, and we eventually learned to walk and then run and navigate our environments. And that's what it's about, really, is creating the environments that work for everybody.
Well, many thanks to Cathal Joyce for putting together a really nice set of audio interviews and feedbacks from the employer engagement event. We've thoroughly enjoyed working with Irish Guide Dogs, and I'm delighted to say that that partnership is going to continue because Irish Guide Dogs have been given further funding to keep up this great work. So watch this space, and we'll bring more information to you on the podcast as things unfold in 2024. Well, I think that's just about it. It's time for us all to go and enjoy Christmas, isn't it? Enjoy whatever you're doing. And thank you to everybody for listening and supporting our podcast over the last year. It's been so nice to chat to people who've been listening and telling us how much they enjoy it. So thank you so much. I want to thank all my colleagues in Sight and Sound Technology for their ongoing support, but in particular, our friends in comms, Angus Tookie and Fionnuala Murphy, who never stop helping in promoting and making sure that the podcast gets out there, and to our hardworking transcriber, Hazel Collier, for all her help. I'll talk to you in January, and we're looking forward to another great year of podcasts. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, have a very, very happy and peaceful Christmas, and all the best for the new year. Take care. Bye-bye.